Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Title Match Wrestling, Brad Gilmore Show. I'm your host, Brad Gilmore. I wanted to break in the feed here for some breaking news. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it already, a big title change went down at SmackDown Live, I guess in this case pre-taped in Manchester. AJ Styles went up against Jinder Mahal, the WWE champion, for the championship, and AJ Styles is now your two-time WWE champion, the second time he's held that title this year. Big title change. I don't think anybody saw this coming. I mean, they set up the match last week. I think Shane put out a tweet. We're going to see AJ Styles versus Jinder Mahal on SmackDown. And I'm pretty sure everyone was like, okay, well, that's cool. We're going to get to see AJ Jinder. They're mixing it up. But we already know that Jinder Mahal has been announced to compete against Brock Lesnar at Survivor Series for, not any title, but they've been up there to battle of supremacy, see which guy's the better guy. Paul Heyman came and cut the scathing promo of Jinder Mahal. We saw, all this kind of stuff leading to this match. So many of us were kind of like, okay, this is cool. I'm excited. We're going to get to see Brock and AJ and Jinder mix it up. But it's going to end with the Singh brothers doing something, and Jinder's still going to be the champion, right? I mean, he's got to be the champion. But this is a surprise, I think, to most fans. So I don't know, but I'm assuming this sets up AJ Styles versus Brock Lesnar at Survivor Series in the main event. Brock Lesnar representing Raw, AJ Styles representing SmackDown. Some people have been asking, though, on Twitter, why make this change? I mean, I'm glad. Most people weren't a big fan of Jinder Mahal as champion. I didn't mind it. I don't think he'd been my first choice, but I think that he's done okay with the championship. Not great, but okay. Like, barely passable. If we were on a golf course, he'd be making par. Sometimes he bogeys. But, we thought that, at least his run would be a little bit longer. And especially with the India tour coming up. WWE will be in India in December, early December, first, second week of December. I think it's December the 9th. And all of us have always said, okay, well, they're putting the title on him. They're going to build a new Indian star, first ever Indian WWE champion. And then he's going to go to India. He's going to wrestle for the title or wrestle as the champion. And it's going to be this crazy, electric, big deal. And then now that seems like maybe it doesn't happen. And people are like, well, why? Why take the title off him 2 weeks before? Let me address that first. I think that WWE sometimes definitely has their ear to the ground. They're listening. You know, as much as we think that they don't care what we have to say as fans or as viewers or as followers of the product, they do. They definitely take in the information. Just because they choose not to use it most of the time doesn't mean they don't hear us. And I think WWE definitely said, okay, we're trying to do 4 days in a row in Houston, my hometown. We got War Games. That's going to sell out. Survivor Series, we're hoping it sells out. And then you got Raw and SmackDown. How can we generate more interest in this? And to be honest with you, Jinder Mahal versus Brock Lesnar doesn't generate interest. We've seen Brock now enough to where some of that specialness that he has, he still has a ton of it, but some of it has gone to the wayside, right? And we're waiting for Brock to give us some of these matches we wanted to see, whether it be Brock versus Kurt Angle, Brock versus Finn Balor, Brock versus Samoa Joe we saw, but maybe another time, or Brock versus AJ Styles. This is a match we've wanted to see, Brock versus AJ Styles. And I think that WWE said, okay, let's put the title on AJ Styles. Let's make AJ Styles versus Brock Lesnar the main event of Survivor Series in Houston. Let's do that. Let's give the fans what they want. Let's make them happy. There's no title on the line, which, by the way, this probably means AJ Styles is going to lose, but that's neither here nor there. There's no title on the line. So no one's really going to come out less than. So let's give them the dream match that they wanted. We just saw AJ and Finn Balor at the last Raw pay-per-view. We just saw Kurt Angle. He's going to be wrestling at Survivor Series now. Let's give them one more big match, their big dream match, and that is Brock Lesnar versus AJ Styles. And so I think they said, let's put the title on him. Boom. Let's get out of the way. Let's make that match happen. unfortunately, wrestling fans, I see this as kind of what they did to John Cena earlier this year. AJ Styles is going to be a transitional champion, in my opinion. I could be completely off on this, but this is what I think is going to happen. AJ Styles is the champ. He'll wrestle at Survivor Series in the main event. And then when WWE goes to India, that title is going to be on the line. And it's going to be on the line against Jinder Mahal in the main event in India. What bigger way? What's a bigger way than you being the first Indian champion going into India as the champion? The bigger thing is winning the title back in India. The Indian people, the native people of India, I think are going to lose their minds. And I think Jinder Mahal wins the WWE Championship back at a live event in India. They do these title changes sometimes. I mean, Kevin Nash won his first championship at a house show against Bob Backlund. Samoa Joe dropped the title, or he won the title, the NXT title, at a live event. These things happen all the time. Not all the time, but they happen often enough to where it's not something that's asinine to even consider. So I think that AJ Styles is your new WWE champion. He will face Brock Lesnar at Survivor Series. And then he'll lose that championship back to Jinder Mahal December the 9th in India. Hey, these are my opinions. Leave the comments in the comment section below. Let me know if I'm way off. Let me know if I'm an idiot. I'm sure a lot of you may think I am. But that's okay, because you're still watching. Give me a thumbs up. Give me a thumbs down. I don't care. I hope you like this content. Looking forward to bringing more of it to you here on Title Match Wrestling. Till next time, guys. Thanks.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?